Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, the friend of the show, Stephen F. Austin, Lumberjacks, Go Jacks, Axel, it's my man, Kyle Keller. Kyle, how's up, coach? How you doing, brother?
What's up, Boss Man? I wish I was in the ATL, sitting here, Nasty Knack, enjoying it, baby.
I hear that, man. Coach, keep it, we've been doing this for 6 years, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. Only thing I've done is gain some weight. You look awesome.
I lost some weight. Thank God for that, man.
You look great. Yes, you look indeed. Great. I keep eating all this country food out of here. Everything with two gravies. Fried and two gravies.
Coach, don't try to help me out. Intermittent fasting.
Really?
One meal a day at around 2 o'clock. Rest of the day, water. Now my 2 mile walks I do. So it helped me drop this old football weight I had on me still.
Well, maybe they should call you Dr. Boss Man. Huh? What do you think?
Hey, maybe so. Maybe so. Hey,
you can start selling that.
Hey, tell you, it works, man. Hey, you know, I got this look on my phone to count my calories, count my steps. So in my older age, I've become more health conscious, believe it or not.
Wow. That sounds like an infomercial somewhere for you, Boss Man, I think. Huh? What do you think?
Hey, I'm good at commercials, coach. You know, I do commercials all the time, man. Coke, Pepsi, Bet Online. Hey, I got it all, coach. My sponsor, hey, give me some weight loss stuff too. Give me that money.
hustle with the Boss Man.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Yes, indeed, coach. But how's it feel, man? Six years, man. I remember I talked to you first time 6 years ago. You know, you've been there. How's it feel for you, man? As long as it's been.
Well, you know, back then my head was spinning, thought I had all the answers and had none, and not sure I have any now either, but I'm excited. We enjoy being in Nacogdoches. This, you know, our program, you know, hadn't changed any. I think we have it pretty on solid footing, right? And I sit here in Palatial Digs. We got a brand new practice facility. Everybody that comes here say it's the nicest place they've ever seen, with unbelievable courts and a great locker room and video room and something you may like. We got a barber shop in our locker room area, which is pretty cool, and phenomenal weight training area. And I think it's the greatest training room, with hot and cold tub and underwater treadmill. And we just spend all the things on our players to make it as nice as we can, with a kitchen and a lounge and it's really fantastic for our kids. And so we've seen a lot of growth as far as the player development goes. And, you know, we've changed leagues, getting into the WAC last year, and we're able to win the regular season title and weren't able to win the conference tournament, but it's a heck of a basketball league, and have our fans are learning some new rivals. And so it's a lot of travel for us, and it's been a lot of fun, you know, just it's been good.
As you know, Coach, my dad is a barber, 82 years old. Remember that? My dad was a barber, so he's the big boss
Well, I
man.
said it.
Yeah, you know.
I go trim myself, not on top. I'm not going to show you the top, but on the sides and in the back. I need a little edge up right now as we speak.
And you know, my dad still cuts 82. He still cuts too. He still does it. 82 years old, still cuts
Hey,
hair.
we'd take care of him if he came over here, because trust me, we got some bad looking hair in our team right now. I can't say that those players, but we got bad hair on our team. And you know, the way things are today, you can't even talk about your players' hair. You just got to let it go. So they like it.
You hear that? I'm with you, Coach. Hey, I go with my clean cut look. But one time, I may let it grow a little bit because it's cold from a little hair, but I go clean cut with beard. You know, that's how my dad taught me. Big boss man himself. Big J's, they called him. So, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got their own independent look, which is great. And I'm proud that our guys just, they like what they like. And I think it's cool that they can show their own independent style, and they're proud of what they wear. And I think it's cool that players can show their own independence, you know, and what they think is looks makes themselves look good. And I enjoy that they have that ability to show that freedom for themselves. So, you know, that's one of the great things with be growing up today, right? That everybody can be who they want to be today.
No doubt. And Coach, I'll tell you this. My dad loves you. I'll tell you that for real. You want his favorite guest I have on the show. Seriously. He does.
All
I love when you and him chat, man. It's always good. You do a good job, son. Like, God's busting my balls, but he gives me you talk to him, you do a good job, son.
Well, we're trying to get a game in Atlanta, so I'll bring the bus over, and he can line everybody up when we come down there to play. How's that?
Hey, he'll love that. He
That'd
would
be good.
love that. Yes,
Yeah.
he would. And you
Good.
know,
Good.
man, you know, Coach, what's good about you, man? 3 20-win seasons, man. First 6 years of the program. My people can say it about themselves getting a job like you did. 3 21 seasons, in first 6 years there, half the season, you win 20 games and winning program all the way around, man. You're doing a hell of a job, man. I must tell you that, brother. 100%.
Thanks. You know, we've had a lot of success. We've won about 70% of our games since we've been here, and we've been blessed. You know, one, you know, a few three championships, and we hadn't been in the tournament in a while. We, you know, unfortunately, you know, we had an APR ban for the athletic department. You know, the year we went 28 and with COVID, the year we went 28-3, and the year we beat Duke, and the COVID hit the NCAA tournament, and we had an APR ban. The next year, when COVID was really involved and couldn't go to the tournament that year, so had some bad luck, and then last year we won the regular season and didn't win the tournament. So, you know, the leagues we're in, you got to win the conference tournament to be eligible to participate. But thank you for that acknowledgement. We like our team this year. We're a little shorthanded right now, missing kind of our starting four and five. They're out with injuries, but we've had, you know, some success so far and learned to play differently. Only got two frontline players, but they're fun. We, you know, getting up and down, forcing turnovers, and that's our style, playing with aggression, and you know, learning to play with a bunch of guards out there versus some big guys has been a learning experience for me. So it's fun. It's fun style, and I think our fans enjoy it. I know our players do.
And you got a good mix on your roster, Kyle, of younger and older guys too, man. So it keeps it fun for the guys as well. Your vets showing the young guys what it's about to be a jack, man. You got two guys who have signed coming in here real soon next year, man. So I love your roster. You have two very balanced, man.
We do. We got two seniors, super seniors, whatever, and the one junior really on paper. And the rest of them, crazily, boss man, are sophomore athletically eligible besides that. And I know it may not repeat like that, but if we can keep these guys around for a while, you know, I think we're going to be good for quite a while. If we, you know, who knows with the transfer portal and the way NIL is, but we've done a good job of being able to maintain our roster. And not lose a whole bunch of kids, but who knows how it is today? And signed two good players in the fall. We're excited about. We felt like we had some needs, and you know. But it's all about winning today, and you know, that's the exciting part with college basketball. I think there's more parity. You say it every year, right? More parity, and what's led to that? Who knows? If it's the NIL, if it's a transfer portal, guys that were stuck behind somebody else and not getting an opportunity, and getting given some confidence playing for somebody else that behind a good player was just a notch below somebody else that wasn't able to play. And then a coach, you know, just waves that magic wand and allows them to play for somebody else and gets a juice of confidence playing for a mid-major or playing for somebody else. And all of a sudden they become a great player.
And you know what? The WAC is a hell of a conference, man. You know, between yourself, you got my man Brett doing things over at Abilene. Yeah. Matt Figgers been on some of Grand Valley, other Bryce Drew, Chris up in Seattle, man. The league is tough. You know what I mean? There's no easy outs in the WAC any night of the year, man.
That's probably the biggest change from us playing. Now, not that the Southland was an easy conference, but, you know, the one thing, Boss, man, I think there's 13 schools in our league. I think there's 11 or 12 coaches that had won Coach of the Year in some league or another in our league. And it's not that there's not great players, but there's really, really good coaches in our league that have excelled and won Coach of the Year awards. And so it's a challenge, you know, when you go into the WAC that, you know, you play in some really good basketball schools. You know, last year we played, you know, which is different kind of the South that we are. You don't play in front of, you know, sold out arenas or play in front of, you know, played in front of about 9,500 at Mexico State. It was sold out at Cal Baptist when we played out there last year. You know, just different places where it's, you know, they really enjoy basketball. So, which is, as a coach, you know, I spent 18 years in the Big 12 and the SEC, and you love those kind of environments. You love going to win in those places where basketball is cool. You know, like our place, we have great crowds. And so I get your juices going and versus going someplace where there's only a couple hundred players. I mean, a couple hundred fans or less than 1,000. You know, kids get excited to play in that, you know, and you're in the middle of ACC and SEC territory where you're at. You know, sometimes in late January, early February, the dog days, right? And there's no fans out there. You know, you kind of can kind of be like, oh man, I'm on the road. I'm tired. My body hurts. You know, where do you get your juice from? You know, but when you go on the road, some in our places, you get some juice when the place is full. And that's the exciting thing, you know, to me being in the WAC is you play in some true basketball places. You talk about Seattle playing the NBA arena. You know, it's a lot of fun. We got our butt kicked, but they got Chris does a great job. He's got a great team. So, you know, it's fun.
Also, for you, how was it trying to change your recruiting? What kind of guys you went out to be in the Southland Conference with a certain kind of a guy? Now you're in the WAC, was kind of a high, maybe a major school now in a conference.
Boss, man, great question. Great question. I mean, you know the game. So, you know, for us, changing leagues, going from the 29th, 30th ranked league, whatever, to 13th, 14th ranked league. You know, probably just outside of the area right now where you get multiple bids in and close, but just outside of that range. You know, the difference I thought in the two leagues was the size of the wings, the perimeter players, and a little bit of the four-man. I didn't know if this – and probably maybe the centers a little bit. You know, we got away with last year playing a – I had a 6'7", 255-pound center who was an all-league player, but he was an anomaly. He's a big, strong guy. But our wings were too small. Even though we won the league, it was a challenge every game because our twos and threes were probably 2 inches shorter than everybody else. And we had to recruit to still play with speed, but we needed to get some 6'4", 6'5", 6", try to get, you know – those type wing players. And so that's kind of what we tried to do with our recruiting, was to try to elevate our size and to get bigger to compete, because our rebounding numbers were a little bit off. And that's the advantage I think that the good teams in the WAC had over us.
No doubt. You got a tough matchup as well. Coming up here with Eric, man. Eric does a hell of a job at South Dakota State, man. The Jackrabbit is always in the tournament, man. Eric is a heck of a guy, a good buddy of mine. So tell me about that matchup with his guys and the Jackrabbits, man.
Well, I told our players this morning. I didn't want to tell them the exact number, but I think they're like 103-4 maybe up there in the last 7 or 8 years or 6 years or something. You know, they're a little bit better than we are at home. But you know, my wife was telling me that I didn't even know the exact number, but my wife was telling me She was watching their game against Arkansas when I got home, and now nobody really wants to go up there. Not that I want to go up there either. It's 42 degrees here today, and I'm freezing my butt off in Nacogdoches. I'm afraid to know what the temperature is in Brookings, but we like challenges. I may not like it Saturday night, but we like to do things that are abnormal. We tell our players and recruits that we do abnormal things. And we probably bitten off a little more than what we can chew. He's a great coach, and not only a great coach, he's a really, really fine gentleman, and does a great job coaching his team. And they did a great job taking over for TJ. It's probably elevated the program since then. And they play the game the right way, and play unselfish, and we'll have our hands full. It's actually their first game in Brookings Saturday night. They played at the Pentagon or whatever it is, Pentathlon, and played a couple road games and neutral sites. So I'm sure they'll have plenty of juice for us Saturday night. We'll have our hands full.
Now, I see you have a fun MTE coming up here, man, the Montreal Classic. So how was your French, man? You got to get ready for their French, man.
You wanted the backstory behind this is I actually had 2 years of French in high school, which is, I don't want to date myself. I guess I can. 40 years ago, and the limited knowledge that I still have from that French, I had a couple of friends that were in that class, and they were kind enough to tutor me through it to be able for me to just pass the Texas requirements of high school graduation of 2 years of foreign language. So I didn't retain a lot of that French. Everybody took Spanish, and I wanted to be different. So I took French, and not very smart on my part. But, we've always gone on Southern trips or whatever, and we wanted to take these guys somewhere different. And so we were able to take them to Canada, because I went to Canada one of my years when I was at Kansas. And I thought that was we went to Toronto, and I thought it was a great experience. Of course, that was in August and September, not in November. But I thought it was neat to take the kids somewhere different, and they loosened up the vaccination rules so the wives and the families can go and to spend Thanksgiving. And I it's going to be good. We'll play good teams up there, play UNC Greensboro and Quinnipiac, who's won a couple games, and Middle Tennessee. So we got our hands full up there too. We're playing the hardest schedule Stephen F. Austin's ever played. They don't have any Power Five games, but a bunch of teams just like us. So it's good. We're going to be challenged, and it'll be a lot of fun.
That's one for you, Coach. I'm going to tell you about my man from Georgia on your roster, Robbie. Tell me about that young guy. Tell me about that dude.
You're from Thrall High School. I mean, Robbie's he's out with a plantar fascia injury right now. And Robbie's someone that can jump over your car. He's got about a 43 and a half inch vertical. He's a transfer, played at University of Houston last year. And a lot like a lot of these kids in the transfer portal, didn't get a lot of minutes his freshman year. They're going to the Big 12. Probably he's not big enough to play in the Big 12. He's about 6'5 and a half, 6'6". About 210 pounds, 215 at the four spot, was probably starting at the four spot for us, and then tore his plantar fascia in our first secret scrimmage, and hasn't played, and not really sure when he's going to come back. I've never had that injury. Basketball, when a guy that, you have, that's an old man's injury, but I've never had someone work as hard as he has in the gym. I mean, he's in here. When he's not in class, he's in the gym working. I've never seen a guy improve his shot as much as he has, because he's always been just kind of an athlete. And he's really, really improved skill-wise. But, we love having those Atlanta guys. We've always had one in our program. I appreciate you having me on, because Atlanta, Georgia has been so good to us. This is about the fourth or fifth Atlanta guy we've had. We're talking off the air about the – probably the most famous one we've had is Kevon Harris, who's with the Atlanta, or our all-time leading scorer at SFA, who's with the Orlando Magic now. And, Robbie, I think, has got a chance to be a special player for us.
No doubt. I'm doing everything I can help with the ATL, man. I always put you on this show at least once a year, man. Every year I head to the show, man. Every year I head to the show, brother. I take care of you, man.
There's so many good players in Atlanta. I mean, and everybody recruits it as well they should because, you know, there's great players there. There's great coaches there. They run great AAU programs. They run great high school coaches. I mean, the number one player in the country is coming from Atlanta this year. And so, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a thoroughbred of great players that's been there through the test of time. I mean, I think, you know, it's just a tradition-rich basketball area. And, you know, you see why that those leagues, ACC has been so good for so long, the SEC, and we've just tried to steal one or two ever so often. I got a guy on my staff, Tanner Smith, who's from Atlanta. I don't know if you know Tanner or not. I played at Clemson. And it was at Kennesaw. And Tanner, he was just there last weekend. We're trying to recruit that area still. So see if we can steal one or two out of there that maybe nobody knows about.
You got there, right? Get them diamonds in the rough, coach. Now I get you on the show. We'll talk about them as we always do, man. Support the ATL here on the Boss Man Show on your radio. Coach Keller, man, good to catch up with you. He's always my brother. Hope to talk to you in the new year when y'all know you're winning the league again. We'll chat again as we always do, man.
All right, Boss Man, thanks for having me on. It's always an honor. Axum Jacks.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's Kyle Keller from the Boss Man Show. Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sport and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio.